in a service in which we have just celebrated the sacrament of holy baptism, I think it's worth noting that one of the subsidiary aspects of holy baptism is the giving to the child who is being baptized a name, a Christian name. And so important is this subsidiary aspect of holy baptism, so important has it been deemed over the years, but the word christening has come to mean giving a name to anything, even, for example, a ship. But the fact is that in baptism, we are christened. We are christened in the popular sense of the word, because it is through baptism that we get our Christian name. And that's important. It's important because God knows each one of us by name. God knows our families, God knows our futures, God knows everything that there is to know about us, as the psalmist told us. He knows everything that there is to know about us as individuals. And God knows each one of us by name. But God also has a name. And in our Old Testament reading, in the book of Exodus, God told Moses his name. One day, while Moses was tending the sheep, he saw an unusual sight. Moses saw a bush that was on fire. But while that in itself might not be so unusual, Moses noticed that even though the bush was burning, it was not being consumed. It was not being consumed by the fire with which it was burning. And so his curiosity aroused, Moses approached this remarkable bush for a closer look. And as he approached the bush, God called out to Moses. God called out to Moses, calling him by name. Moses, God said, I've got a job for you to do. I've got an important job for you, a job of historic proportions. Moses, I want you to rescue my people, who are being forced to work as slaves in Egypt. You must go to Egypt and rescue them and lead them out of slavery into a new land that I'm going to give them. But Moses said to God, the people of Israel aren't going to pay any attention to a little old me. So, who shall I say has sent me? And it was then that God told Moses God's name. God said, I am that I am. Tell my people in Egypt that I am has sent you. I am, therefore, is God's name. And that's why it's not surprising that when God decided to express himself as a human being in Jesus Christ, Jesus referred to himself in the very same way. In all four of the Gospels in the New Testament, whenever Jesus was talking about himself, whenever Jesus was telling his disciples who he was and what he was, Jesus began by saying, I am. For example, in our New Testament reading from John's Gospel, we read how Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry." Bread has been called the staff of life. Whenever people have been hungry, historically, they have cried out for bread. But bread in the scriptures is often used as a spiritual symbol. Bread in the scriptures is used as a symbol for spiritual sustenance. And that's for good reason. Every person in the world, every person who came into the world has a built-in hunger. Every person in the world has a built-in hunger for God. And that's why people everywhere are spiritually hungry. They are hungry for the bread of life. Even though they may not be consciously aware of it, even though they may not be intellectually aware of it, that hunger is there. It is always there. And that hunger manifests itself in a myriad of ways. But the Bible makes it plain. The Bible makes it plain that only Jesus who called himself the bread of life, only he can satisfy that built-in spiritual that is in us. Jesus is the only one who can satisfy that spiritual hunger that is a built-in characteristic of every single member of the human race. Because Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." Jesus also said, "I am the good shepherd." He said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." As baptized members of Christ's church, Jesus is our shepherd, and we are his sheep. The shepherd lives with his sheep and looks after them. The shepherd gives his sheep food. He gives them protection. He gives them security, even at risk to the soul. Without the shepherd, the sheep would not be able to survive. Without the shepherd, the sheep would fall prey to thieves and wild predators. Because sheep are helpless creatures. They're unable to defend themselves. And also, sheep, frankly, are stupid. Sheep are stupid and short-sighted, and they tend to stray. Without the shepherd, the sheep would wander off and become hopelessly lost. Well, that's behavior to which us humans, us mortals, can relate. And the Bible says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. Each one has turned to his own way." Morally speaking, it's a fact. We humans are like lost sheep. But at great personal cost, Jesus has come after us to seek us out and to find us. Because he loves us and protects us, and he brings us back. He brings us back to the safety of his hope. And he does it because Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." Jesus also said, I am the vine. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him will bring forth much good fruit. Anybody who knows anything about gardening knows that the life in a branch comes from the bush or the tree or the vine to which it is connected. If the branch were to be cut off from the vine, it couldn't live, and it wouldn't produce any fruit. And so we, who are baptized members of Christ Church, we have to ask ourselves, right now, at this moment, am I connected to Jesus? Am I connected to Jesus? We have to remember that Jesus said, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. By this is my honor glorified, that you bear good fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. If we are connected to Jesus, he will enable us to produce good fruit in the living of our lives. Good fruit, like, for example, love. On our own, we can't love everyone. That's humanly impossible. But we can love everyone if we allow the love of Jesus to flow through us to them. And they won't like us. There will always be people like that. But because we are connected to Jesus, we're going to be able to love them. Even though we may not like them, we will be able to love them. Because his love will be flowing from him to them through us. And that will be possible because, as Jesus said, I am the vine, and will be the branches. Jesus also said, I am the light of the world. We may not all understand exactly what light is in terms of physics, but we all know perfectly well how important light is. We know, for example, that there would be no life on earth at all, plant, animal, or human, without the light that we get from the sun. Well, what the sun is to the earth, the Son of God is to the human heart. And that's why Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Many people are groping their way through life. They're stumbling and bumbling around because they're in spiritual darkness. Oh, they may have been baptized and raised in the church, but they still have a pressing spiritual need. Deep in their hearts, they lack the satisfaction, they lack the inner peace, the interior harmony, the inward assurance that only Jesus can give. But Jesus, seeing them in their darkness, seeing them in their spiritual darkness, wants to bring the light of his presence into their lives, which he can do. Because Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus alone can light up the pathways of our life. He can do it. Because Jesus said, I am the light Jesus also said, you are the light of the world. Jesus wants us Christians to be lights in a world of darkness. Jesus wants us, in the living of our lives, to reflect the light that can only come from Him. He wants us to reflect the light that can only come from Him, because when our lives reflect the light that comes from Jesus, we can become lights wherever we live, wherever we are. Wherever we live, wherever we work, people should be able to look at us and see the light of Jesus shining in our world. Wherever we live, wherever we work, we can be lights. And when people see the light of Jesus shining in our lives, inevitably, sooner or later, they're going to ask, what is it? What is it about that man? What is it about that woman that makes him or her different from other people? And we'll be able to tell them what it is that makes us different. We'll be able to say to them, Jesus is the one who makes all the difference in my life, because Jesus is the light that makes me shine. Jesus could be the light who shines in the lives of each one of us, lighting up the dark world that surrounds us. Because Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Is it possible for us to be lights in the dark world? Some of the dark places we've been, it sure sounds like it would take a minute. But is that so impossible? What about the miracle of birth? How can anyone watch the birth of a baby and fail to believe in the power of God to perform miracles?
It will be